I haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Nothing gets the morning going like the first sip of an iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Welcome to Stories of Sacrifice, American POW/MIA's podcast. The voice of the missing in action and those that are buried as unknowns in our national cemetery. I'm your host and lead researcher, John Bear. I'm bringing you a little bit of a sad news today. The POW/MIA community lost one of its most fervent activists last week, Mr. Bob Dumas. Bob dedicated his life to finding his brother Roger, and in the process became a leader in search of all American prisoners of war in the missing in action. His journey would lead to the White House meeting with Ronald Reagan and a very long, contentious dialogue with the President's National Security Advisor, Admiral Bud Nance, which ultimately resulted in, as reported by Dan Rather on CBS Evening News, Bob's $200 million lawsuit against the President. It was a brilliant strategy that ultimately evolved into an unprecedented federal lawsuit in which Bob prevailed, and the federal judge ordered the Secretary of the United States Army to reclassify Roger from a missing in action to a POW. The national news coverage caught attention in North Korea, and Bob would receive a call from the North Korean ambassador to the United Nations mission in New York City. Thus began another unprecedented accomplishment for Bob, a relationship with North Korea ambassadors that would continue for years with hundreds of phone conversations and several in-person meetings. Sadly, as the North Koreans wanted to negotiate for POWs, the U.S. government continued to deny the truth that American POWs were left behind. Years later, Bob would testify before the U.S. Senate Select Committee on POW/MIA Affairs. Committee co-chairman Bob Smith, John Kerry was the Democrat co-chair, asked Bob for his advice on how to approach the North Koreans on negotiating the POW/MIA issue. Bob knew exactly what the Koreans wanted, and it would be almost 30 years before his recommendation would actually be acted upon. What the North Koreans had been asking for since the Korean War armistice was signed, Bob said, was one-on-one negotiations between the United States President and the Supreme Leader of North Korea.
I haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Nothing gets the morning going like the first sip of an iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
When Roger was reported missing in early part of the Korean War, Private First Class Bob Dumas volunteered to go into battle in North Korea, where he would look for his brother whenever he had the opportunity. He did two tours in the brutal three-year war and was awarded three Bronze Stars. Shortly after the war, while his mother was on her deathbed, he promised he would never stop looking for Roger. He never stopped. It's safe to say there are very few who have worked as long and as hard and has accomplished as much as Bob Dumas for our prisoners of war and missing in action. In his honor, please consider signing this petition to keep the search alive for our Korean War POW/MIAs. Again, please reference the show notes for a link to the Change.org petition entitled Korean War POW/MIA Peace Treaty Initiative. On the webpage, you will find a short 13-minute documentary about the last seen alive in North Korea that was done by William Dumas, Bob Dumas' son. In the words of Senator Bob Smith,
North Korea did not return a large number of American servicemen at the end of the war, and that some of the men left behind were sent to Communist China and to the Soviet Union. Internal documents and statements made at the time also show that our government believed that men were still alive in captivity, and until only a few months ago has kept that reality from the American people. It has covered up what it knew through a pattern of denial, misleading statements, in some cases lies. And by doing so with regard to the Korean conflict, it broke its commitment with the people who put on the uniform to fight for the freedoms and protection that we and our allies enjoy today.
We want to send our love and our prayers to the Dumas family. And it's a deep, deep loss to the POWMIA community. Please visit the change.org website and help us reach the signatures needed to carry on Mr. Dumas's legacy. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to Parent Teacher Night. Oh, yes, Miss Garner.
If you have one of those airline credit cards, you're probably not earning double miles on every purchase.
You're right. My card only gets extra miles on some types of purchases.
With the Capital One Venture card, you earn unlimited double miles everywhere.
Wait, but where can we use them?
You can use Capital One Venture miles on any travel purchase.
Venture gets an A+.
Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Nothing gets the morning going like the first sip of an iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.